Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Okay, we are back, and this is the start of another season of The Ultimate Fighter, so it means the start of the Ultimate Fighter segment. Let's welcome to the show, and congratulations on your win, Zach Palga. Zach, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate your time. Yesterday was the first episode, but where are we in the filming?
So the filming is complete.
Right.
The show's spot. The show is filmed beforehand.
No, what I meant was from the time you got into the hotel, where are we in the filming? Day two, day four? I know we're just at the beginning, but I'm trying to get a reference of where we are as of yesterday.
Oh, as of yesterday, that would be about 10 days in.
Okay. 10 days in. Before we talk about the fight, where and how did you get the news that you were going to be on season 30?
So I just applied. They put out the, they were looking for heavyweights. They put out on Twitter or something like that. And I just applied and it was a long process. There was a lot of interviews and we didn't even know that you were going to actually be on the show until they took 12 guys out to Vegas, and you had to quarantine for a week. And then they told you after that if you were one of the eight that made it in. So I was stuck in one hotel room for 7 days, and the producers walked in and told me that I made the final cut, and I was in. And it was really exciting.
How much did you know about The Ultimate Fighter? I know this is going to tell you how old I am. I go back to Ultimate Fighter 1, and to be honest, UFC 1. How much did you know about it, and how well did you prepare? Did you watch shows? Did you ask questions to previous contestants?
So I'm a huge fan of The Ultimate Fighter. I'm a little bit older than a lot of the contestants as well. I watched The Ultimate Fighter 1 when I was in like 6th or 7th grade, and got hooked on the UFC ever since. I'm super fortunate that I train with people that have been on the show. Neil Magny, Montana De La Rosa. So I was able to talk with them, kind of get a feel for how things go in the house. And yeah, prepare from their experience.
What did they tell you?
They just told me to have a plan. Just have a schedule that you're going to keep yourself to, because if you wake up every morning and it's just a mystery what you're going to do, you have to try and entertain yourself, that's when you get in trouble. That's when guys start doing dumb stuff, when they are trying to make the time pass, as opposed to having a schedule that they can follow every second of the day.
Kind of curious, Juliana told us the first thing that she did when she was a contestant, and then what's the first thing she did when she became the coach. And she said how important it was to her to have the first training session in the morning. So what was the first thing you did when you entered the house? Typically, everybody tells us it's what room you're in and what bed you get.
So that was basically it. I just sprinted around, looked at all the rooms, and we ended up getting the room we wanted. All four heavyweights from Team Pena are in the same room, but it's the furthest away from everything. So some people chose rooms that only had two people in it, but we put four big guys in a room because we were going to be further away from all the noise and all the drama.
I'm curious. That makes a lot of sense. I'm curious how quickly the team bonded, because as I watched yesterday, it looked like you guys were a well-knit group.
Yeah, we really did come together really quickly. Me and Muhammad actually trained together here in Denver, so we already knew each other. We already had a relationship, so that was easy. But, you know, Bobby Maximus is just a great dude, and from the get-go, wanted to help anyone he could in the house, so that was great. And then Jordan just fit in. He just, you know, wanted to work hard, was there for an opportunity, so we all meshed together. I don't know if our personalities had anything to do with why Juliana picked all of us, but it just worked out so well. We were such a good team on the show.
I'll have to ask her next time I talk to her. What was the process that went through Juliana, her team, you know, her coaches, and you being selected as the first fighter?
So, yeah, they didn't show any of that on the episode, which was interesting to me, but there was a whole tryout day. The first 2-hour practice was just tryouts. We hadn't been selected at all. So I did an hour with Amanda Nunes, where she got to tell me what to do, wanted to see me pass guard, wanted to see my stand-up, did an interview with me, and then I did the same stuff with Juliana. She sat down and talked to him with me. Her coaches talked with me. They saw us hit mitts. They saw us grapple the other contestants. So it was actually a really long and extensive interview that they gave each one of the fighters.
Were you happy to be fighter number one that, you know, that we saw yesterday, to kind of get in? I know you said it was 10 days, but to get that first fight kind of out of the way?
I was. That was another thing that they didn't show. I didn't care who I fought. I liked my matchup against anyone on Team Nunes, but I told Juliana that I wanted to fight first. I wanted to be the first fight, and it just worked out that way that she felt the same, and so I was super excited to be able to get in there and fight first.
Of course, the flip side of that, and you didn't have to go through it, was losing that first fight. Now you're in the house and you're there for the entire filming, you know, and one and done.
Yeah, so that's the risk, right? You take the first fight, you win, you get more recovery for the semifinal, which was my thought process. But for Niall, you know, or if I had lost, it's a rough 6 more weeks just sitting there for nothing, really.
Exactly. It appeared, as I watched yesterday, everything that you and Juliana said, that the fight kind of went as planned. Did anything in that fight surprise you?
No, nothing surprised me. Juliana did a great job coaching. I had that slip. I tried to throw a knee and ended up slipping and ended up under Niall, which is what we didn't want. And we knew he was going to try and get there, and I just gave it to him as a mistake. But, you know, I was able to hear Juliana, and she coached me great to get on my side, build a base, and get back up. So, no, everything went to plan.
Curious, just for a second, we're going to get away from the fight. We'll get back to it in a second. What's harder, football or rugby?
Rugby is definitely harder. Absolutely. So if you're not familiar with the rules of rugby, it's a 40-minute half. There's no stopping. And if you sub out, you can't go back in the game. So if you're a starter and you want to play, you're committing to playing 80 minutes and running and no stopping, no timeout. So rugby is much, much harder.
One of my favorite events to cover, and I've covered everything, I love covering the sevens in Las Vegas. It's quick, it's fast. You know, there's not a whole lot of guys or athletes on the field, so it's a lot of action and some scoring as well.
Yeah, sevens is super exciting. That's what, if anything takes root here in America, it'll be sevens, just because of how high-paced and exciting it is.
Definitely. Curious, what did Juliana teach you in the first 10 days?
So, you know, she did a great job of not trying to teach me anything. She didn't come in and say, you know, I'm going to change everything you do, or I like to do things this way. She recognized we had a limited amount of time, and she just supported me in what I did well. And she really gave me confidence. She told me how good she thought my striking was, and that she knew I didn't have to worry about trying to grapple with any of these guys, that I could knock them out on the feet. And that was huge for me to hear from the champion of the world. And then she just supported me in running that game plan as best as I could.
10 days in, are you still having a good time in the house?
Absolutely. I had a great time the entire time I was there. I'm so happy that I did this experience. And I went in the house planning to take it for what it was worth. I knew there's going to be cameras in my face every second. I knew I wasn't going to have a phone. And I was ready for that. And I enjoyed every second in that house.
Awesome. Well, we thoroughly enjoyed episode number one. Zach, thank you very much for your time. I know that we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a box of really cool socks from Odd Sock Official for coming on today. And hopefully you'll be back on in the next couple weeks.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Let's go hit a quick break. Matt, make me a quick slice of pizza. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is pound for pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 20, no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so, you know, I've asked all these fighters, and Zach is a pretty cool dude, you know, from the correction, you know, officer to then an NFL free agent, then the rugby. But he liked how I brought up the sevens, huh? You were busy making pizza and stuff.
Yeah, but it's not as cool as like Wizard of Oz. Like,
oh, the Wizard was cool.
If I was a drug dealer, that would be my name, Wizard of Oz.
All right, so you know, I asked the athletes, and I'm going to ask you two knuckleheads just to kill a couple minutes.
Don't put me in with the same categories.
Dinner for four. Who are the four people?
Oh, there you go, Steve. I mean, his is all made of rock and roll guys. It's probably like the whole band of Styx or something.
Who'd your fours be, Steve?
At the dinner table?
Thanks for paying attention.
Oh, wow.
Four people you get to take.
Let me ask you this. Well, you hung out with rock and roll bands, so yeah, drugs were plenty.
The Wizard of Oz, I'm telling you.
What four people, living or passed away, real or fictitious, would you want to hang out with at dinner?
Jimi Hendrix. Randy Rhodes.
NASCAR guy?
Who's Randy Rhodes?
No, not the guy with the rope or whatever, right?
Oh, not that guy. What the guy? Okay. Man, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know who Hendrix is.
What? Hendrick Motorsport? Greg Hendrick?
Greg Hendrick. All right, so there's you two.
Yep, so, boy. Oh, Jim Morrison. And,
Come on, today. Live radio.
Yeah, so.
People are clicking channels.
Yeah, so much for last week's best episode ever.
Oh, I missed two of them, so I got to
Well, you only
have
get
five.
One. No, you get four.
Well, it'd be
four.
Between Don Knotts and Art Carney. So I have to go with Art Carney. All right, Art Carney.
It's the worst selection of all time.
God, who's yours?
So mine's going to be obviously Randy Harris.
You can't do that.
And then there's me, myself, and I.
No, you can't go that way. I mean, that's so stupid.
And the four of us are going to have a great time.
No, you come on. Who is your dinner?
All right, so I got to go with Mike Tyson. I'm going to go with Hoist Gracie. I'll go with Hulk Hogan.
That's stupid. I'm just saying because you know it's ridiculous. But go ahead.
People. And I'm going to go with Conor McGregor.
It's like name dropping with the Hulk Hogan thing.
All right, well, here's my question. Here's my question.
Yeah.
So if that's your four,
yes.
Are you going to start when all four show up, or are you going to give a time like 2 o'clock? And dinner starts at 2 o'clock. Or are you waiting for Connor at 5?
I would wait. I'm a patient guy.
So you're going to have Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
You saw what he did on the plane.
Yeah.
Hoist Gracie.
Is that because he didn't get his snacks in a timely manner?
Possibly.
Maybe it's like his glycogen levels dropped.
So you're going to have those three people wait because Connor's 3 hours late.
No, Connor has a Lamborghini yacht. He can get there quickly. Like, he should be there first because of how fast he can move
on. He can, but he won't be. All right, since you asked, of course, Rocky Balboa. I'm going to go with...
Which Rocky? Rocky V?
Freddie Mercury.
Because there's different versions of Rocky, right?
No, just Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, but like, each episode he's a different character. He's a different guy.
No, he's the same character. He's Rocky Balboa. Now, he's younger.
An emotionally battered
man
in different
you know, by lines. The time he gets to 6 and then, of course, you know, Creed 1s and 2s.
He doesn't remember those.
He can't even add.
Right. Well, he's from Ocala, apparently.
Oh, nice.
Oh, we played the number game. I'm sorry.
All right, so that's 2. You know, and it's unfair in a way for me because I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of people that I would include.
Who would you include if it wasn't if you didn't know anybody? If you were just Randy Harris, bat boy for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, then I would know all those people. So I knew Ozzy. Wow. You know, I knew.
You weren't paying attention.
Yeah, of course not. Mike Heath. I knew all those guys. So, you know, to have those guys, you know, I met Steve Carlton.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those people that would be cool. Pete Rose. Pete Rose is one of my favorite players.
Charlie Hustle.
But because.
Greatest of all time.
Because I wouldn't argue that.
I mean, the hits leader.
I wouldn't argue that.
Greatest hustle, greatest like.
Ask Ray Fosse. Ask Ray Fosse.
Yeah, Ray Fosse.
Maybe I'll bring Ray Fosse as one of the four because I want to talk to him about that play.
Yeah.
In the All Star game that put him out.
Took his career.
It did.
Nobody played the game with more heart.
You know, there was one guy that I thought about, but I just hung out with him for 4 days, and I'm sure Mickey doesn't want to see me that soon. But that was so cool hanging out with him, Mickey D from the Scorpions. Maybe Klaus Vonsenhammer, but only because we didn't get to speak to him. That's the lead singer of the Scorpions. And maybe he could rock the whole dinner with a hurricane or for a hurricane or with a hurricane or all of the hurricanes. You know, and again, I'm going to do it just because it's my show, John Rambo.
It's our show.
Oh, it's really not.
It will be my show.
So John Rambo, Rocky Balboa, because it's two different characters.
John Rambo is the guy from Rambo?
Yeah, that's Rambo.
Oh, he's like in the military.
I'm going to stab him in the eye with this pen.
He had the little knife with like the compass on the top. He had like all the tools, like little lighters.
And he just sold all that stuff. He sold off a whole bunch of stuff. What are you looking at?
Like from the movie? From the props?
Yeah.
He sells like, you know, USB charger for his cell phone?
He sold the loose leaf book, like what I have, of Rocky.
Oh, wow.
Of the original Rocky.
That's cool.
He sold it. I want to say it was fairly crazy inexpensive. I mean, it was hundreds of thousands of dollars. But maybe because I'm a Rocky Balboa guy, I would have thought it would have been more. But, you know, I don't know. Wow. So that's 3. Freddie Mercury, Rocky Balboa, and John Rambo.
Okay.
How about, what's his name? Chef
Ramsay?
Ramsay. Because I want to complain to him about when we went to his place in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Rams.
I almost had to punch those people in the face.
Who? The Winners?
No, not the Winners. At Hell's Kitchen.
Why would you punch the Hell's Kitchen?
Because they said we could push our reservation back because we were waiting. Mickey's family just flew in from Sweden, and their arms were tired.
That's awful.
And so we were waiting for them.
Don't tell that joke. That's probably why Dave Chappelle got attacked last night on stage.
I blame Chris Rock.
Do you really?
I do.
For getting being a victim and taking a yes. slap?
Yes. I blame Chris Rock.
Punchback?
I blame Chris Rock for not pressing charges.
Is this going to be a standard now? Like
it is.
Comedians to rush the stage?
Yeah.
So now I'm definitely going stand-up comedy because it gives me a free license just to knock people out.
That's perfect.
Giddy up. Forget the Kentucky Derby.
I think the only thing worse, Steve, the only thing worse than watching Matt on stage would be watching him get his ass beat on stage.
Are you crazy?
Right, he's 0-0.
I am undefeated.
Yeah, yeah.
Undefeated in comedy.
You know, maybe we could talk to the Feldmans because, you know, they have BKFC and they have celebrity boxing.
So celebrity boxing, I've already committed. Damon said I'm on the card when it comes to Tampa. I'm on the card. So... You can tell I'm already in fight camp. I've lost 34 pounds in 6 weeks.
I get to pick the opponent?
You can pick whatever you want.
That's awesome.
Pick whoever you want.
I'm picking the opponent.
Just make sure you bet on black.
That would be your opponent.
Oh, wait. bet on. What's the odds again? How do you bet plus and minus? How's that work?
I don't know.
Put all the money on me. I'm winning.
Well, no. I would bet against you.
You are crazy.
I would bet against you.
You are crazy. Why would you ever do that?
Because I want to win.
I'm undefeated.
Yeah, I know.
And I got a pizza cutter in my hand. It's like a weapon.
Well, first of all, it's celebrity. So you're not going to be able to box. Because Damon Feldman has gone off on people, who, you know, when he's saying they have to be celebrities.
Yeah, I'm a celebrity.
You're really not.
I'm an A-lister. And I know how to fight. I know how to throw hands. Who would you put in there for? Who would you select for my opponent if you could pick anybody to fight me in celebrity boxing? They have to be a celebrity too.
David Vieira.
That's not a celebrity.
He's more a celebrity than you are.
Never.
Absolutely.
No way.
Absolutely.
He's not even known in his own city. Now, like,
sure he is.
Who?
The Island Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd take that fight all day.
I think that'd be good. I think watching the Island Boys beat up Matt would be funny.
Did you see them? They throw punches like Stephen A. Smith. Like, have you seen Stephen A. Smith's spar?
No.
He throws like quad punches like Tony Ferguson.
I try not to... barf when I watch Stephen A. Smith.
So give me a real fight. Like Island Boy, that's somebody you would fight. Like they're in your weight class.
David Vieira. You beat David Vieira, and then I will help get you a fight.
I want a real fight.
Okay, Butterbean.
Butterbean's fighting diabetes.
Butterbean kills you.
He can't fight me.
Eric is a good dude. I brought Eric to Waiting for Wishes.
He's getting beat by carbohydrates. He doesn't want none of this.
Just don't wear my Knockout Radio shirt when you fight.
Somebody's getting knocked out. They got to go. Yeah,
somebody is. And I'm going to say it's, I don't know, you.
You wouldn't give me, like, who would you see for a real celebrity bite? Come on, Randy. You know all celebrities.
But first of all, you're not a celebrity.
Well, I am a celebrity.
You're not.
I'm a, look up the word celebrity. Somebody of notable character that's done something revolutionary that's changed the world. I'm absolutely that. I invented the pizza diet and then rode a bicycle to New York to promote it.
No, you didn't. You didn't ride a bike to New York City to promote the pizza diet. No, you didn't. You rode a bicycle to New York City so the pizza diet looked like it worked.
It does work.
Well, sure, if you ride a bike from Tampa to New York City.
I'm on it right now. I'm 46 years old, and I'm in better shape than I was 20 years ago. Can you deny that these results are real, Steve? Can you deny? Is this real? Is that real to you?
Okay.
Who gets hit in the face by this and survives? Like this.
I don't know if those are implants.
Because you know what the difference between the implants are this. The difference between me and Joe Riggs. Joe Riggs looked better when he weighed in last week for the BKFC fight, but then once he carb loaded up and it came time to fight, he was blocky. He was slow. He was lethargic.
It's because he ate some of that tomato
and all that glycogen. Tomatoes good for you, it's antioxidant. But
wasn't good when it got smashed in his face.
but all that glycogen cramped up, and you could see it had an effect on his performance during the Lorenzo Hunt title fight. So I have all the knowledge. That's what makes me an expert, Steve Lene. Mm-hmm. A professional knows how to manipulate carbs and get results on demand.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, donkey. What did you just say?
I said a professional knows how to manipulate carbohydrates.
Are you implying that you're a professional?
I'm a professional.
You can't fight.
I'm a professional bodybuilder. I'm a pro bodybuilder.
Then you can't fight.
I'm not a professional fighter.
If you're a professional.
I'm undefeated in fighting, but I'm an amateur fighter. I can still perform for the Olympics.
I'm going to call the commission and make sure you get blocked.
Call the Special Olympics. I'll fight for them.
You'll lose there, too.
You don't know that.
I do know
I'll
that.
I'll fight you.
You'll lose there, too.
And then. Sister, your daughter who graduates with a master's degree, she can be the official sanctioning body for the fight.
She'll sing the national anthem.
Does she sing?
Yes.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Wow. Congrats, by the way, that your daughter is graduating with a master's degree.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty exciting, right?
In autistic therapy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah. No, that's good stuff. Good. All right. Let's hit a break. When we come back, we'll head back out to Phoenix as we get ready for UFC 274. After Brandon, we'll look at the full card.
All right.
And we'll do picks.
And then let's find me an opponent.
Tony Saunders.
I don't know who that is.
He doesn't know who you are either.
Just make sure it's a celebrity we've heard of.
Oh, man.
Shots fired.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So
this is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny Castilla from the Washington Nationals. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the Giant. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so I have a question, and I'm going to save it for the next segment.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question. Which I know I'm setting myself up.
Okay.
You know, which probably isn't smart. But we'll do that after the next segment as we're going to head back out to Phoenix as we get ready for UFC 274 on Saturday. Highly anticipated from start to finish. I cannot wait. Let's welcome back to the program Brandon Royval. Brandon, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Obviously not your first fight week, certainly not your 10th fight week either. I'm curious, when you're on the road from Vegas home base, you know, for the UFC, et cetera, is it different the fight week as to like locations, or do you try to keep it as, you know, same as every fight week?
Yeah, well, I try to keep everything a little bit of the same. I just a lot of chilling, a lot of relaxing, and all that stuff.
Do you try not thinking about Saturday? I mean, it's Wednesday. You have a couple days, or, you know, I make a whole lot of Rocky Balboa references. And are you more where, you know, photo on the window and you're looking at the mirror and, you know, concentrating on Matt? Or do you try not to do any of that until Friday night, Saturday morning?
I don't make it that intense, but I kind of focus on the fight a little bit too and just focus on what I'm going to do and just keep it close to mind and visualize and all that good stuff. But it's also like, for me, a huge portion of this, especially being in the UFC, is just not overthinking anything. It's like, I've been fighting since I was a little kid, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I always try to like refer to like my fights as just like being back in like middle school where I was getting a bunch of fights and just, you know, just it's the same thing, just different setting, different audience, different thing, but it's still the same thing. I'm just going out there and getting in a fight, you know, and I try not to overthink it, but I also, you know, try to stay focused and, you know, enjoy the moments.
Sure. No, and Eve Edwards always told me back in the day that the training is the work. This week and obviously Saturday is the reward. So, you know, enjoy the week because reward comes on Saturday.
Yeah, and I try to just enjoy everything too. It's like the nerves that come with it, the all of it, the weight cut, all of it. It's just like one day I'm not gonna have this, and you know, and just embrace all this now. Is I know sometimes I can be like a downer, like God, this week I'm scared, I'm whatever it is, but it's like one day I'm gonna look back at this and just miss everything about it. And so right now I just try to cherish these moments, you know.
Sure. No, definitely good take. You know, a lot of fighters tell me, you know, which to me it's strange, that fight week, all they watch is the Food Network. Are you one of those that can watch food knowing that you can't really eat until Friday?
So I've never really been into that until like maybe this last couple of camps. But me and my cornerman, Yusuf Zalal, were on a walk and I was like, let's go under fries. And he's like, well, what are you going to get there? I'm like, I don't need to get anything. I just want to look at the fruits and vegetables. It's beautiful. And then I came out with a bunch of chocolates for after the fight.
Hey, Brandon, so I lived in Denver. You know, I was back there, you know, almost in the inception of the UFC back in, you know, 94. I spent a lot of time there. I know the birthplace of the UFC really came from Denver because of, you know, that was where the original one was. And I'm looking up your Wikipedia, and it says that, you know, it wasn't until 2020 that you actually quit your full-time job.
And
were able to dedicate your whole career. And I think in the media and in the general population, I think we think of the UFC being such a bigger sport, you know, where all these other pro leagues, you know, they're paying their players and all they do is eat, sleep, train, recover. And so, you know, talk about that experience. Like, what's it like now that you're able to dedicate all your time to what you love?
Yeah, so for me, I was working overnights, and that's like how I managed it. But like I would train, so I would get off my shift overnight. So like, let's say I got off at 8:30, and then I start practice at technically 10 a.m. So before I went there, I would drive and then take a nap. I'd take a nap right before practice, and then I'd go drill for 2 hours. They'd have 2 hour practice, and then I have an hour in between strength and conditioning. And then I would try to nap in between then, and then I had to be back at the gym between 5:30 and 7. So, and then I had to be back at work at like 9 o'clock, and that was like my life. So for me, I trained a shit ton. I trained a lot. Sorry about that.
He said ship because he knew that I was in the Navy. Ship.
Ship. Yeah. I love ships, you know, and I trained a lot, and, it's not like I picked up the training as much. Like I've trained a little bit more. But it's like I get to recover and I get to sleep. I get a full night of sleep. And it's weird. This is probably the first training camp I've had since I've been in the UFC where like I finally adjusted my sleep to being able to get 8 hours of sleep, because my sleep schedule before then was so messed up. I'd wake up at 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. and just be ready to go. And I would only get like 4 hours of sleep. So I finally been making that like adjustment where I can sleep full time and then, you know, and then like actually like live this life as an athlete. But yeah, it's been different, but I've never been so grateful for anything in my life.
I did something similar when I was in college. I worked overnight at UPS, and you know how many nights I worked? One. because I'm like, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, you unload and load the trucks, and then you go to school all day, and you're a zombie. Yeah, I did it one time.
Still waiting on my package.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Brandon, funniest, craziest, strangest thing that's ever happened in the middle of either the Octagon or any other fight that you've been involved in?
In the middle of the Octagon, the craziest. So I was in a fight, and I shoved him against the cage, and his arm snapped, and I didn't notice it. So he went to go wave to the ref that his arm snapped, so he turned and ran away. And when he ran away, I was like, oh, I have him on the ropes, you know? So I chased after him, and I head-kicked him while he was waving at the ref. So he, like, turned to wave at the ref, and right when he turned, I head-kicked him and then dropped him against the cage. And when I dropped him against the cage, like, I pretty much had him done. So I threw a knee, and I hit him in the face right after that. And I didn't realize he broke his arm. So it was like one of those, I was like, whoa, that was crazy. I just beat this dude in like 30 seconds. I was all stoked. And then I went back and watched the video, like, because we're in like a weird arena where I had no reception. So we left the arena, and then I saw what happened, and I was like so disgusted. Yeah, sure. So that was probably the craziest, weirdest thing in general.
Really and bad job by the referee, out. Right?
What?
Yeah. Well, it was a split second, so he did like a quick turnaround to wave at the ref, and right when he waved at the ref is right when I head kicked him. So it was just a bad day for him, you know, and I always felt really bad for how that unfolded.
So Brandon, we talked to Tracy Cortez earlier, and if Randy refuses to do the Jeep wave back, he's going to get head kicked next time in the same manner that you did the wave there. He's going. Yeah.
They both have Jeeps. I'm not going to ask you if you have a Jeep, but have you ever been in a Jeep when somebody waves back and forth?
No, but I used to have a Jeep. It's my favorite car, but no, I've never had that. Like a Jeep, the Jeep respect.
Yeah, the Jeep respect.
The Jeep wave. Yeah. Randy doesn't give respect. So I think when he starts waving profusely somebody and he doesn't give it back, I think you should head kick him.
Yeah, well, I might as well, I guess. I'm going to get a Jeep just for that cause.
I appreciate it. I thought we were getting off on a good feed here.
No, I mean, it would be good if you wave, you know?
All right, I'll learn to wave. But I would only wave if I'm in somebody's Jeep, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the rules yet. I haven't got the Jeep quite yet. I'll learn with the manual. Does it come with the manual?
Practice, let's start with a head kick.
No.
Don't knee him in the face unless he doesn't wave back.
I'm going to start on YouTube or TikTok or mathematics or whatever. I'm going to start waving to every car when I drive.
No, you cannot.
And I'm going to film it just so that you guys can see it. Brandon, let me ask you this. Dinner for four. You're going to invite four people over, living or passed away, real or fictitious. It can't be family members. It can't be, you know, from the gym and, you know, people that you hang out with, you know, on a regular basis. Let's get to know who you'd sit down and have dinner with.
Ooh, that's a good question. Ooh, Bruce Lee for sure. Dang, I wish I had time to think of this one. Bruce Lee, let's say Nas, just because I've been listening to Nas over and over again this week. The character from Ozark's the main character. God, I'm gonna forget his name. The main guy from Ozark. I've been watching that all week, so I'm huge on that. And let's say Tupac.
Tupac. Interesting.
Let's go that. That sounds good.
We'll go with that. And it's ironic that you brought up
my love.
We'll go with that, and you brought up Tupac, so I was going to ask Matt this question later. I'm going to ask you. So my granddaughter had her second birthday on Saturday, and my son put her in a Tupac shirt. So my question is, which would you rather? Would you rather be basically known for eternity, something like Tupac, but obviously his life was cut short, or a long life you live into your late 80s, early 90s?
No, I would rather go out like Tupac for sure, because I don't know, man, that's a legend. And then, you know, I don't know, I always, all my favorite artists and all that stuff were like the legendary 27 or whatever it's called, is right. Went out in their 27s. It's like it was just like, by the time I turned 27, I didn't accomplish anything.
How much of a fight is knowing your opponent, watching film of your opponent, or yes, it's important, but it's more what you're going to do and how you're going to do it on Saturday than what your opponent does?
I think it's more of the second. It's just, you know, you got to implement and then just grow yourself as a martial artist. You got to just focus on your personal growth. And I do a lot of like film study and stuff, but I think more of it's just making yourself better and getting yourself right and all that. Cause that's like every fighter will say, and it's so cliche, but it really is just a fight within yourself, especially if you know you can win or you think you can win, then it's more within a fight yourself and getting your mind right and all that stuff. And so much fighting is so mental, you know?
Right. You speaking of getting your mind right, what are you thinking? What is going through your mind, you know, in a fight? You know, a lot of times, like, you know, I've had people say, yeah, I'll come on the show, but, you know, send me the 10 questions. And I'm like, how can I tell you question number 2 until I know how you answer question 1? So it's similar, I would think, that how can you plan 3 moves down when you don't know what's going to happen after the first move?
My first plan is just to go home immediately. It's just get in and get out of there. To get in and get out of there. That's always the game plan. It's to get in, get out, and then make a statement, and then just try to go home as soon as possible.
I like that. Of course, I wouldn't go home. I'd go to a buffet. That would be my first place. There you go.
Yeah,
what,
Brandon? You want to go out and eat everything.
You know, how important is it not to go eat, you know, the wrong thing after the fight? I've been with a couple fighters, and whether it's Friday night or Saturday night, and they eat 47 plates of sushi, and then they can hardly walk. I mean, do you have to kind of slowly get back into some foods that you haven't been eating while you've been training?
Yeah, well, I think overeating was, like, a big issue of mine when I was younger. I was like, oh, I made weight, and then I would just eat a bunch. And, you know, I think that was, like, a huge thing. It's like, you know, your stomach's small. You've been kind of, like, dieting and starving yourself the last thing. So just stay clean and just stay consistent. That the fight's not over when you make weight. The fight's over when you walk out of that arena and get your paycheck, you know. And that's when you start gorging and eating. And that was a little bit of the discipline I lacked when I was younger. Is I would just be so excited that I made weight, and I'm like, all right, I did it, and then I would eat everything. Then I go into the fight all bloated and my stomach sticking out and like a little slower because of it.
Sure. And I know, Matt, you talked about that earlier. Finally, Saturday night, UFC 274 in Phoenix. What can the fans expect to see when you get in there with Matt?
Man, me and him are going to steal the show. Me and Matt Schnell are going to steal the show. He's an amazing fighter. He brings it every time. And I think me and Matt Schnell are going to steal a show on an already great card. And I expect nothing less. I want to walk out of there with 3 paychecks, a bonus, and that win bonus too. So that's all I could expect from that.
Awesome. I cannot wait for you to get back in there on Saturday. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy yourself on Saturday. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a box of really cool socks from Odd Sock Official for coming on. And hopefully we can talk to you again real, real soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your guys' time.
Take care. That is Brandon Royval back in the octagon. And I remembered this time. Brandon's been on before, and so has Tracy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you caught me last time when I was like, oh, my God, you've been on the show. And you're like, yeah, dummy, he's been on before. I did remember both of them have been on.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm kind of regretting not going.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big card.
Oh, it's huge.
It's a huge card.
Well, but the biggest problem was...
Is Shogun fighting again?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What's who are doing out there in the ring? Well, I guess if Arlovski can come off of a victory last week, and he's still got the goods to go a full, you know...
Did you watch the fight?
I did.
I mean, I don't want to rip. And, you know, Sal gets ripped a lot.
He does.
And I've gone on these books, the Book of Face and Twitter and whatever. If it's 2-1, you always want to be on, obviously, the winning side. When I was judging, I wanted to be on the winning side. It's 2 people. So how can you dump on 1 judge if there was another judge who saw it the same thing?
But the scores weren't even close.
Well, no, I thought the 2 were the same.
I thought the 1 was like 30,
yeah.
27, yeah. Like the other way.
I honestly thought Andre lost.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought so, too. But, I mean, look, if you don't do anything in convincing fashion, and you have a name, and you have a legacy.
I don't believe that.
Well,
I'm sorry, I don't believe it.
I think it matters.
It doesn't matter.
It matters. I know you're all about it only takes 1 punch better than,
right.
I don't think so.
It does.
Not when it's subjective as far as octagon control.
No, all of that matters.
And time on the ground.
All of that matters.
Strikes versus.
All like, of.
Some people come and just do.
All of that matters.
Pitter-pats and all, rack up 100 strikes, but doesn't do anything.
All of that matters. You said a name and a legacy and a reputation.
I think it matters.
None of those 3 things matter. It absolutely does not name, you know, and if the judge is doing their job properly, you know, they don't even know who it is. Now, I don't know if the person was joking or not because I texted out to him. He said that one of the judges thought the other guy was Orlovsky.
What?
So he thought, now I don't know if he was just rambling or whatever.
That's crazy.
But I didn't think Andre won that fight. I'm sorry, I didn't. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from Tournament Da Pizza. A lot of stuff in the works, working on a brand new website. I got a new web designer that's putting some stuff together. Thanks for getting back to me, by the way. Shut up.
Yeah, no. What do you want me to say?
Nothing.
Like, what you want to put on your website?
I thought you were part. Yeah, you're right. You're not part. What? Goodbye. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapsaw. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jack Del Rio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Jesus, criminy.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's George W. Bush, and you're listening to Sports with Randy Harris. Hey, this is George W. Bush, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Whatever.
Was that the real president, or was that Dana Carvey?
It was not Dana Carvey.
It was the real president. Was he a baseball manager, owner at the time, or was he the actual president?
It was not whoever you just said it was. It was not Dana Carvey.
But it was George Bush?
No.
Oh, I know who it was.
Who?
Frank Mir's manager.
No.
Chris.
No.
No?
No.
Oh,
I can't remember his name. He's the guy that was on Fox. Comedian.
I don't know. But next time he's on stage, do you think he'll get attacked?
Because of Chris Rock.
Wow. Crazy.
I guess Chris Rock's brother is going to fight for Damon's celebrity thing against somebody who's sticking up for Will Smith.
Really?
Yeah. I guess maybe...
I want enough fight card.
Maybe you can, because they're nobodies.
Get me on.
And so now you're a nobody.
I'm somebody.
You just said you're a nobody.
I'm somebody.
All right. Nobody, read the card.
Put me on, coach. We'll start with the main event of the evening. Charles Oliveira versus Justin the Highlight Gaethje. Friend of the show, friend of Randy's, favoritism all day.
Not at all.
Going with the Brazilian brother, Charles Oliveira.
Okay, and I'm going to go with Justin Gaethje.
Your women's strawweight, Rose Namajunas versus Carla Esparza.
I'm going with Rose.
Yeah, Rose looks sharp for the last couple of times. She looks mentally focused. Yep. Can't go against the former double champ.
She's not a former double champ.
She's a double champ.
She's a double champ. That's not a former double champ.
She won, she lost, then she got
it back. So she's a double champ.
She's the first one to recapture her title.
Right, but you said a former double champ. She's not a former double champ.
Well, the first one's already gone.
She's a double champ.
Okay, double champ. Lightweight fight, Michael Chandler versus Tony Ferguson.
This is going to be a good fight.
Come on, Tony can't do this.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I mean, Chandler...
All right, I'm going to take Tony.
I think Chandler's too strong.
I'm going to take Tony.
Too strong, too physical.
As long as there's not a cable for Tony to trip over, I'm going to go with Tony.
I mean, as long as he doesn't throw quad punches like Stephen A. Smith, he's got a chance.
All right.
The light heavyweight, Marcial Shogun Rua, Rua in Portuguese means street, And Vince St. Peru.
I don't know what OSP is going to show up.
Yeah, you never know.
You know, you never know. But I think Shogun, when did he last fight and when did he start to fight?
He fought in the Battle 60s? Of 1812.
Yeah, I think he was with I think he was with Jesus. I think he carried Moses on his shoulders, you know, walking through the water. I'm going to go OSP.
Okay. I mean, just because I think OSP's got it. And then your lightweight, Donald the Cowboy Cerrone.
God, everything is on the line here.
Joe Luzon.
Everything is on the line here.
I mean, I think Donald looked good. I think he looks when? Conditioned. I think he
when?
Looks, I think he's ready. I think
when? When did Donald look good? I'm just asking.
Recently.
DC. Recently?
DC, he looks good.
What, when he was riding the horse on the farm?
Yeah. Well, he's getting ready for the Kentucky Derby. Do you think Donald Cerrone could be a jockey?
He's probably too big. What has Donald done his last couple fights?
Lost. Bled on people. Blew his nose.
That was a long time ago. That was brutal. I don't know. Because, you know, I would really want to look into that a little bit more. I want to know what Donald's done his last couple fights, what Joe has done his last couple fights. Has either one of them won, you know, the last couple fights? I know that a lot is riding on this. You know, the talk is they both are going to walk away.
Yeah.
I don't think Donald Cerrone will ever walk away.
That's what he does.
It's what he does.
That's all he does.
And so it's important for him to win this fight. Not that it's not important for Joe, but a lot is riding on this with the Cowboy.
Your prelim card, Randy Brown versus Kaleem Williams.
Randy Brown, you know, he's been on the show a couple times.
The beast.
Yeah, I'm going to go Randy Brown. He's got a good name. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm going to go with Williams because Craig Williams is also a great name.
Okay.
Stately name. Welterweight, Francisco Trinaldo versus Danny Roberts. I don't know either one of those.
So pick one.
I'll go Trinaldo because it sounds cool.
Okay. I'll go the other way.
Women's featherweight, Macy Chiasson versus Norma Dumont. I'm going Norma Dumont all day, the Brazilian superstar. I shared a flight with her from Vegas to wherever we flew.
Just I'm
I spent a lot of time on the plane. I don't know.
I'll go the same just so that I can't let you spread out.
Your flyweight's easy, Brandon Royval versus Matthew.
This really is going to be a good fight. It really truly good. Will. I'll go Brandon.
Of course you will.
Well, you know, it would have made more sense for me to go to Matt because then I would win either way. The Randy Rub or my pick.
That's true.
I'll go Brandon. Who are you going?
I'm going to go with
Matt's good.
Matt's
good.
Matt's solid. And Matt's got a great name. So. Your undercard prelims from the Footprint Center. Watch it on UFC Fight Pass. That's 5:30 p.m. Saturday, May 7th. Or you can watch the Kentucky Derby at the same time.
You could do it at the same time if you have more than one TV. Of course, the Kentucky Derby is 2 minutes long, so not like you're going to miss anything.
Well, some of these fights might not last 2 minutes. I mean, some of the bare knuckle fights lasted first round last week.
I don't know. So. I just know a tomato got smashed in Joe Riggs's face.
He got smushed. It didn't get smashed. Smashed was
smashed and violently. Smushed are two different things. Yeah, it was violent. It was violent.
He's got to push up.
It was violent.
But is that an assault? Would that be assault with a...
I don't know assault or battery, but yeah, it would be one.
Really? You can be assaulted by like...
A tomato?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because if you're a comedian and they start throwing tomatoes on stage instead of fist, will people still go to jail? Because isn't that like what Fozzie Bear and like all the... wasn't that comedian on the Sesame Street?
No idea.
What? Did he get booed off the stage with tomatoes?
I don't know.
Wasn't that a thing? Fozzie Bear?
I don't know.
What's the name?
I don't know.
What? How can you not know this?
The last time I watched Sesame Street was possibly never.
I think it's Fuzzy Bear.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
This was on an episode?
That was the skit. Like it was like the the Muppets, Fozzie Bear, and he used to get hit and booed off a stage with tomatoes.
Yeah. I'm against it. I don't like it. I think it cheapens the product. It cheapens the athlete.
Because he's throwing healthy food at a bear?
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, tomatoes are high in lycopene.
Just because you're friends with some of these guys doesn't mean you should back immature behavior, which is affecting the appearance of something that we both have been involved in and liked.
They even call fuzzy wuzzy tomatoes.
Way to ignore it.
I'm going to put fuzzy wuzzy tomatoes on a salad. Featuring the fuzzy wuzzy tomato salad at Tour de Pizza.
Are we done with the...
Well, we got to the card that I didn't know anybody's name. So.
Okay, all right.
They're not celebrity boxers, that's for sure. Because nobody knows those names. But I'm ready. Put me in, Coach.
I can't wait to watch
Let's
you get
go.
Beat up. I
Let's
can't
go.
Wait. I can't wait.
Who you got that's going to stand in front of this?
Anybody.
Put them on.
I will.
Let's get it.
I'm going to.
Who you got?
I'm
going to
get somebody.
Give me somebody good.
I'm going to get somebody.
Give me like a big name, though.
Well, like a big name is going to waste their time with you.
They're going to get knocked out. So.
You know, I saw something real quick. I know we only have about 80, 60 seconds. On one of those night lines, Christy, the boxer that lives in Orlando, you know, she was big time boxing, you know, early in the day, how her husband tried to kill her, stab her, shoot her, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
It was pretty violent. Yeah. You know, and I vaguely remembered it. I just didn't remember this much. But it was on one of those Nightline, Dateline things. It was crazy. And she walked out of there.
What's that got to do with me fighting a celebrity?
I'm going to take her over you. No comment?
That's weird.
Yeah. All right, we're done. Caleb, get,
so
are you finding Caleb?
Who's Caleb?
Fight Caleb. We'll
fight Caleb. Let's go.
Caleb will knock you out.
You don't know that. He has to catch me first.
Yeah.
I'm moving.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank all three of the UFC fighters for coming on. Great card. Great stuff on Saturday. We'll be tweeting some big news coming next week. Hopefully, we'll see everybody then. This is and has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Original reporting.